Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Today he is talking about our life's purpose. Only love is real. It is who you are. You and I, we are one, and to be one is all that we need, because one is Mother, Father, God, love, source, from whom all flows constantly and infinitely lovingly in the ever-ongoing act of energetic creation. This is never interrupted or paused for even the most infinitely small instant that you can conceive of. God, love, source, is forever and always flowing abundantly into and through each individuated expression of herself in pure joy, because that is her divine will, which is always being extended in delight at the endless wonder that she is. Every sentient being is an individuated or differentiated expression of God experiencing herself in a ceaseless and eternal relationship with herself through each and every one of you, and it is very good. Yes, each and every sentient being is an eternal and individuated expression of God. And, therefore, each one of you has your own totally and unconditionally free will. Those of you in human form have each personally chosen to play the game that is the illusory or dream state, where it seems that fear is the motivating energy of practically every player. The result is that you spend inordinate amounts of energy individually, physical and emotional, in order to defend or protect yourselves from the myriad possible threats to your bodies which could seriously damage or destroy them if you let your guard down and fail to pay attention. Most of the time, when your lives are flowing relatively smoothly, you feel and appear relaxed and at ease. But beneath the level of your conscious awareness, your egos are ever on the alert, ready to engage in fight or flight mode. However, your bodies are only temporary vehicles in which you have chosen to spend time experiencing either fear and limitation or seeking love, states that can only be present while you are seemingly separate beings in form because, like the illusion, they are unreal. Only love is real. It is who you are, and sensing that you lack it and then need to go searching for it is only possible while you are apparently separated from it, while immersing yourselves within the illusory state of separation. Humanity's collective awakening is the process that you have finally and collectively chosen to engage with in order to make your way home to God, with whom you are eternally one. A home which you have never and never could be separated from or leave. That is why the process in which humanity is presently fully engaged is referred to as your awakening. You have not gone anywhere, you have just been asleep. When you awaken, as you very soon you will delightedly find yourselves at home, where you always are and always have been, present in the infinite loving presence of Mother, Father, God. In the joy of that presence, you want for nothing, you have no needs or requirements of any kind, and you are utterly free to engage most wondrously and cooperatively in relationship with all the myriad individuated expressions of yourselves, the One who is all. Life is a constant state of most joyful abundance or fullness that you have chosen temporarily to forego while presently and temporarily incarnate to assist most graciously and munificently in the collective awakening process. Remember, once you are incarnate, you have no memory of your true nature, although you do have a sense that life in form as a human must have a purpose. And having searched for one special to yourself that offers you value, meaning, and joy in the physical environment, and not having found one that is completely satisfying, you then look within to see if you can discover what it is that is motivating you to keep searching. If you grew up in a culture that embraced a particular religion, you might find that faith in the promises of that religion was sufficient. If they were not, or you grew up without any religious orientation, you might seek meaning in other beliefs, or conclude that human life was a one-time event to be engaged with to the best of your ability while it lasted. Most people eventually cease searching, as doing so seems to offer no solution to the quandary that everyone experiences. What is my purpose? Do I even have one? And they attempt to avoid thinking about death because the thought of complete termination of life is not a particularly enticing one. But there is no death. Your bodies have a life expectancy, an expected span of time during which you experience life in form, and as the time passes, they grow from infancy to mature adulthood, and then begin to deteriorate, until they can no longer support the energy of the infinite beingness of life that you each are. You then lay them down and return to the full and formless state of existence in which you were created, and at that moment you have a choice to make, either to fully and joyfully accept your return to wakeful and aware oneness, or to maintain a far less aware state in which you cling to the beliefs that you came to accept as reality while you were embodied. You are always free to choose how you will experience life. No one else can make that choice for you, not even God. In the latter case, a being can spend much time, i.e. they can continue to anxiously experience separation and confusion about their life purpose, although disembodied. But do not worry about this possibility befalling you, because all will choose to awaken. As I have told you before, no one can remain asleep endlessly, and when a being does choose to awaken from the unreality of separation, utter and complete joy will envelop and embrace him as he finds himself once more in the eternal presence of Mother, Father, God, a state from which he now knows he has never departed. So I would once more remind you that life is forever. You are all eternal beings momentarily experiencing human life in human form. Just by being, right now and in every moment, while you, everyone without any exceptions presently incarnate, live your lives in form, you are greatly and most beautifully assisting in your own and humanity's inevitable and unstoppable awakening. For doing this, you are all most highly honored, and on your awakening, your joy that you chose to participate in this magnificent and miraculous event will absolutely flood your awareness with unimaginable bliss. You all most definitely have a divine purpose on earth at this moment, and you are all fulfilling it perfectly.